Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom, and I'm finding it.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And we were kind of having some difficulties. We're kind of logging in kind of late right now. So I'm going to attempt to bring our co-host on the line. So bear with me just a second. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this powerful word that's going to go forth today. We ask, Lord Heavenly Father, that you move by your power. Father God, that you move by your might, that you touch the listeners of this broadcast, that you move them to action, Lord. And we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Yahshua, your son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. This is the whole truth and nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Let me attempt to get our co-host on the line with us today. And then we'll go from there. Hold on just a second. Let us try to get lined up here. Okay. The call. Okay, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Can you hear me? Denicia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Okay, we're live right now, and we're about 19 minutes into the show. So let us go from here. I just had the prayer, and I wanted you to introduce yourself, and then introduce. Do you have any guests on the line with you?
No, not at this time. But I wanted to talk about their stories because I'm actually live as we're here.
Okay. Then we'll go like that. Please introduce yourself, and then go from there.
So hey, you guys. This is Denicia from Detroit, better known as Tic Tac Toe Girl, black woman on TikTok. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Pastor Gant for allowing me to co-host and even be a part of his show. It is because of him that we have the opportunity for people to tell their stories about the plight that is being visited upon them. We get to hear the word of God to remind us to not be hateful and vengeful like our oppressors. Pastor Gant, I love you, and I thank you for everything that you are doing. We are so looking forward to the books and the education that you have for us to glean from.
Glory to God.
Thank you enough.
Give all glory to God. Go ahead.
Okay, you guys. So I know I'm coming in late. I want to talk to you all about something. It's been a while ago. I spoke with you all about something that was happening in Arkansas, and how the Arkansas governors were taking and actually putting people in jail for not being able to pay their rent. They're staying in houses that are like sleazebag motels. The Department of Health and Human Services, along with the housing commissions that are in your state, are allowing you all to be subjected to victimization, how shall I say, racial taunts and threats. There's a young lady, and I'm got three different computers trying to work. There's a young lady who was on TikTok. She is in Georgia, and she actually was terrorized by a landlord. The landlord, the owner of the property, happens to be the brother of the mayor of the city. This.
Oh, what city is that, please?
It's in Georgia, and I'm trying to find it right now, Pastor Gant. It was horrible. The landlord was going into this woman's apartment. It was a black woman. This young lady had so much information about being threatened. They threatened to cut her up and dismember her. Let me do this, you guys. I'm going to just stick this particular note in your course board. I'm going to get the information. I am going to get in touch with this young lady and have her contact Pastor Gant, because all the proof is here, so that we can further present it to you guys. But if I could, Pastor Gant, there is something that is taking place, and maybe Pastor Gant can give us some instruction on what to do. The housing department are allowing people to be threatened and terrorized and stalked within Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. What would you suggest that we do as a first step to try and get some rectification? Because the FBI doesn't seem to be paying attention either.
Well, I would have to say that, you know, there's two sides to every story, and I would have to see both sides of that story. You know, having dealt with properties, having dealt with landlords and renters and people that are leasing housing, I would have to know both sides of the story.
Okay, well, I'm going to definitely get
exactly
into
what we're looking to.
Right, but I'm going to tell you all something. Being here in the city of Detroit and being gentrified, we know that we're not liked by everybody.
Yeah, we know that.
Get yourselves together. Get your houses in order, as Cafe Keys would say. So moving along really quick, because I wanted to remind you guys of Teron Evans Jr. and Jennifer Backstrom, which started Black Lives Matter. Her son was murdered in an act of retaliation. She still cannot get any of the police department, the Department of Justice, or anything else to help. And TikTok, you guys. TikTok is busy blacklisting and red tagging people, and they seem to be for promotion of violence against us. You know, and so I'm working on that on my own. So we got Jennifer Backstrom, and then we have her son's name was Teron Evans Jr. And then we have me and my three, Erica Coakley, school board member for South Carolina, threatened and made to withdraw her post for the South Carolina School Board, was threatened through text message. And I make sure to do all of my research before I ever bring anything on this show, because I have to be responsible towards Pastor Gant in that matter. Her son was murdered. They've got your kids in the school with people who are controlling the narrative, and they don't like your children. They don't like you either. So having said that, I'll say this to you. Don't open your door to those people who call Child Protective Services. If you open the door, you let them in. You gotta listen to Pastor Gant. Learn about the laws of your state. So many things are changing right here as we speak. So you guys, I know Pastor Gant is overburdened with a lot of information. He's constantly on television and working with organizations to bring about changes for things. I want you all to be able to step up and speak out about the things that are happening with you and use your platform in any way possible to bring about a change and just to make people aware. Last but not least, and then I'm going to shut my little mouth for a minute and listen here. I want to remind you all that Ariane Nurse Sherry French was murdered by her coworkers. Now, I happen to have seen this. I was on her live while she was in the hospital. She was beat, a nurse, we're talking about an RN nurse, beat by the respiratory therapist, denied food. You guys, medical racism and discrimination, of which you guys know I'm going through, it's nothing new. They used to take slaves, and after they beat them, and we weren't slaves, by the way, we were prisoners of war, trafficked, and made into slaves, if you would, they would sell us to the medical industry. I want you to remember that these people are not always for us. If there's anybody out there that is for us and you're about saving lives, making sure that we're vitamin and mineral sufficient, hormonally balanced, then speak up and make it known. We're going to need you to speak up and make it known. Lastly, our veterans are being left on the street. They're being left homeless. They are being left without access to proper medical care. And many of the veterans, believe it or not, are being brutalized. And I'll just leave it there to tell you that they are experimented on from the time that they decide that they're going to be a part of the war. Yeah, we have an eagle feather. I think you might know him, Pastor Gann. I'm going to send you his information later on. And you guys know we have family members that we're military people. And we have our esteemed Pastor Gant, who has had a illustrious, very exciting career within our military. Our military should not be sent over there, especially our Native people, to get their lives, lose their legs and arms, to lose their mental health by being a victim of endocrine trauma, only to get back home and be left on the street or have to battle and fight for their health care. Eagle Feather is a veteran that has worked so many areas within our government. This man is homeless in California. I don't know, Pastor Gann, maybe you can help. I'm going to give you his information. With that, I'll end. I love you guys. We got to pay attention to what's happening around us.
Okay. What is going on with the case with the young lady who her brother was killed?
They haven't done. And I have to look back on that again, but they haven't done anything. The last time that I looked, they're still trying to get the DOJ to get in on that. But I do know one thing, and they're not talking about it on the news. There are lots of bodies, black and white, that have been dumped behind the prison system in Georgia,
yes,
in Alabama. These people are slaughtering and murdering people left and right. A young man and his daughter was murdered, ran off the road, so they say, in a space where they shouldn't have been. You go into grandma's house, and grandma's house is this way, but they find your truck and your child laying next to you. Y'all both deceased, and y'all on this end of the spectrum of where you were supposed to be. Pastor Gant, oh, my goodness. I'm not scared. I'm angry. I'm overwhelmed because they are slaughtering us.
Yes, they're literally killing us in the streets, and there's nothing that's being done about it. And it's time, it's high time for us to wake up and to come out of our sleep and our slumber and open up our eyes to do something about this. We have the power to make a change. We have a power to bring light to these subjects. And for some reason we're running around lackadaisical, not even paying attention to what's happening right outside our front door. And it won't be long before that's going to come to your household. So it's time for us to wake up as a nation of people and realize that we are at war in America, and we've been at war in America since the first slave ships came here. And we've been fighting what we call a silent war since the day that we've been here, and now we're talking about hundreds of years of abuse, hundreds of years that we've endured this. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And yep, this is a live broadcast. And the subjects that we're talking to you about, these are real people. These are actual people that are going through these things right now. This is happening. This is happening in America. This ain't 1959. This ain't 1960. I mean, you can talk about if you was back in Dr. King's day, what you would do. Well, you're in a worse time right now. My question to you is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to work every day, and you're paying this high rent, and you're paying these high car notes, and you don't see that as slavery, but, you know, affordable housing was something that you were supposed to have been given. Your 40 acres and a mule was something you were supposed to have been given. These things that we are suffering through right now is an injustice. It's an injustice for us to have to get up every morning and go in to work for these things. You're not equal with the white man because you were not placed on an equal plane. They owe you retribution. They owe you restitution. But they're not trying to give you anything that's going to benefit you as a person. So in them committing that act, that is an act against civilization. That is an act against human equality. In America, needs to be brought up on charges for the treatment of Black America. Okay, I'm going to flip it back to you, sis. What you got on your mind about that? About
how you're living today? Pastor Gant is so true in what he's saying. There's two books I want you to go and get off of Amazon. Just get the books and read them. We have to stop expecting people to do the homework for us, and we're going to have to do it for ourselves. The UCC Connection, How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny. Mm-hmm. We the People. So play this back and go get the title and get the book. Meet Your Straw Man and Whatever You Want to Know. We, the People, go get the books, read them now. And another thing I want to talk about, like I was privileged to have Jennifer Backstrom on Alive before TikTok decided that it was age restricted and made me. They kicked her off my live. I'm like, wait a minute. So I send them a message. When I tell you the racism and discrimination is real, it's real. You better know who owns the largest debt of the U.S. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Backstrom's son, Teron Evans Jr., was murdered by Potsdam police. Ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to stop. This woman was putting her life on the line, first of all. And she was out there protesting a young boy, Garrett Phillips, I believe his name was murdered, right? And just so happened, the mother's ex-boyfriend was one of the police officers. And so now this, her son gets involved with this woman, and I can say this, and Pastor Gant won't mind when I say it, and I'm going to watch it. If y'all ain't learned yet, stop crossing over the fence. The grass ain't greener on the other side of the fence. It's going to get you hurt. And so Teron Evans Jr. lost his life. This is a chieftain. We ain't talking about just some regular old, ain't none of y'all regular old African American. It's something very special about y'all. You better understand that. So they murdered this woman's child. He out there protesting with her. Do you hear me? He love his Black people. He love y'all. Now, she's protesting not only for the little white boy that's been murdered, but she's protesting for a Black man who has had all of his human rights, personal rights, civil rights, totally walked over. They didn't give a crap. They stripped him down, took his car, took his phone, held him for hours. Understand that these people had a police file open for Jennifer Backstrom's son before his murder was even called in.
Mm.
It's Pastor Dan, I tell you, I look at everything before I bring anything on here because I know better. I talked to her yesterday, and it was such a shame because we can't keep telling people, oh, I'm praying for you. Praying for what? I'm so sick of hearing that.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't just pray. Praying ain't enough. Pastor Dan is trying to tell us what we need to do so that we can protect ourselves, so that we can protect our family, so that we can protect our communities. Hey, they already here. They already here. Do you wonder why all of these people are coming over the border? Some of them are plants. Some of them are set up to just wipe us completely out. They've been promised something. They've been promised land. They're going to give them health care. How you going to give them health care when you're sitting up here murdering most of the people that's in the United States, myself included? Our Army veterans are being harmed. I had the privilege of talking to Stephanie. Now, I can't tell you much about Stephanie's story other than what I heard, and I had to stop it because she was on my lab. I said, nope, we got to see some proof about some things. I don't think that she was lying because my doctors are murdering me. But we got a veteran. Do you understand somebody that's on gay day life, and she's a white woman? And she has been through double hockey sticks and back. And then we got Eagle Feather. He can't even get, he has prostate cancer. Now, I'm allowed to tell you this because I'm strictly here for the adherence to HIPAA rules and regulations. Eagle Feather shares that he has prostate cancer. He is a native, like Pastor Gant. Let me tell y'all something about, let me get this off. Y'all know I'll be bouncing around. Eagle Feather stopped in and they harassed him. This man up been in the Capitol and everything, fighting for the rights of veterans. They won't let him use his naturalized plate to travel from one place to another. And when I tell you this man know the law, this is what he studies. He's about that life. He can't even get his treatment for his cancer. He's homeless. Why would the United States ever allow any of our military to be homeless and to be without care? Why would you make them take antidepressant drugs when you know darn well that they vitamin and mineral deficient? And then another
let me get the information because the VA has several programs and homeless programs, and they have several programs out there for the veterans, but the veterans don't know how to get access to those programs.
When I tell you both of you all have some, your minds are, listen, these are not average men that we're dealing with. And Pastor Gann is very special himself. Eagle Feather is about that life, so he knows, but they are blocking him, and they are traumatizing him further. He's, you know, but I'm going to give him your information, Pastor Gant, because I wouldn't be surprised if you know him, because Pastor Gant is our, he is our representative. He is what you would consider a representative of the black community. You know all skin folk and kin folk, right, y'all? Of course y'all know that. We got people that say that they stand for the black community, but they don't. One thing we know about Pastor Gann is that he does. Pastor Gann put his life and his career on the line every time, and he doesn't get the support that he needs or deserves to try and bring us to a point of awareness so that we can fight back against the evils. We're in spiritual warfare. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Know this, that in the last days, critical times, hard to deal with, will be here. How long has Pastor Gant been saying that? He's been telling us that for the
moment. And we are definitely living in those times. And everything that the Bible has prophesied that would take place is taking place. And it's taking place in your lifetime. It's happening right now. This is not something that's happening back in 2,000 years ago. No, this is happening right now in your lifetime, in your day and time, right before your eyes. The Bible is fulfilling itself right now. Okay, go ahead, my sister.
Scary, you guys. so I want to ask you to do something for me, and I want to make this very clear because I, listen, I'm 259.999% pro-black, pro-native because we're not black. That's who I am, and I'll never change that. But I want you all to understand something. I've said it before. Black people were the first people on this planet.
So they know that.
Mm-hmm. Of the black woman, then where do you other lightly melanated people come from? I want you to understand that we stand together. It is of them over there that look like us, because all skin folk ain't kin folk. They are against those of us who are over here fighting for life, liberty, justice, peace, health. Understand that. So in other words, let me make it easy for you. White people, you belong to us. We all belong together. If you are not for genocide and eugenics, which is openly practiced, especially in the South, then you better stand up and say, down on your rump, not opening your mouth. If you laying down in a bed next to a person that does not like black people, that will do anything to harm them, then you're not part of the Klan. If you are not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. And I tell you all again, Pastor Gant, Elaine Riddick, those who are speaking out against these things, the Jennifer Backstroms of the world, the Sherry French, Sherry Aryan or Sherry French, the Me and My Three, Erica Coakley. These people are out here, and they have lost big time. You can't replace the child. But people are standing out here, and they're putting their life on the line so as to save us. How dare we disrespect them and our ancestors by not standing up and paying attention? If you are not the black community, if you are not against everything that we stand for, if you're not against liberty, if you're not against God-fearing morals and ethics, then you got to stand up and you got to do something, because they're hurting all of us, no matter what the color is. People all across the world, but right now we're talking about the black African-American. Wake up, baby. God chose to have his earthly experience through you. This is why you're so hated. This is why Vicki Dillard TV, Fly Nubian Queen, got a recording of these people over in Israel talking about how the black American youth was the problem. And Black Lives Matter is where it starts.
Pastor, yeah, they fear because our youth are coming into the knowledge of who they are. The DNA tests have shown the truth of the matter, that we are truly the descendants of Hebrew origin, that we are truly the children of God. What this Bible is all written about, from Genesis to Revelation, is talking about one people. This is our black history, and they don't want that truth to come out. The reason why they had us rounded up and put in slavery, you know, they didn't, you know, they could have went and got any black person out of Africa, but they were looking for a particular black people in Africa. They were looking for us. They were looking for the Hebrew Israelites. They were looking for those of Israel, of those descendants of Israel, and they found us. When we talk about the Igbo nation that's in Nigeria right now, they know those are Hebrews, that they are Jewish, that they are real Jewish people. Okay, now the people that are in Israel, they are not Jews. They have never been from Jewish descent. They're only Jews by belief, by them taking on a belief. But as far as them having DNA origin, they don't have it, and they know that. That's why we brought that out on this show. Why they made it illegal for them to give DNA tests or to have DNA tests. Can you tell us about that? You know about that, where they're not allowed to do DNA testing.
No, I just know that they won't. But one thing that some Africans are talking about, because I'm often in rooms with some very knowledgeable people, they said we don't need to do DNA tests. We from. We are the strange ones, but this is what I want to tell you guys. The Bible talks about not being given to genealogy, but here's the thing. Do you know how they get our DNA? And I want you all to think about the X-Men. Remember Xavier, So he's in his space. And he has this contraption on his head, and he's looking out into the universe, and all of these red lights start popping up, and it's showing where the mutants are. I hope y'all went and got y'all Black Law Dictionary and looked up the definition of monster. I hope you did. But anyway, this is how they find us. When we ran from the south, we ran up north, right? When the Bible talks about us being in a strange land, is not another state other than where you, I'm sorry, Pastor Grant.
Go ahead.
Is not another state from where you were born and rooted, a strange land? Guess how they find us? They tell us that we need to give them blood. They make us sick, so we go to the hospital, and they have a constant supply of our blood to keep up with us. And they got a constant supply of our blood to genetically modify it and put nanotechnology in it so that they can, and change the RNA, so they can make you sick, cause you to catch all type of disease. All you got to do is just create the correct atmosphere, and all of those genes will turn on. Mm-hmm. We take our children to school, and they say, you got to get an exam. They tell you, you can't have your father in the house. Your father in the house. That's why all the Black men going out of the household, right? And they have free access to come and pluck our children away and do whatever they want to do. Y'all don't forget what happened to Malcolm X and his mother. You do know and remember that they put his father's body in his head on the dang old railroad tracks and ran him over with a trolley car. His mother had to go down to the coroner's office to identify her husband. And do you know what they did after? Those people called Child Protective Services, which, by the way, is not a government organization. Did you know that? They took and they drove that woman crazy. They took her children from her. They put her in a mental institution. Mm-hmm. Come on now, y'all. Get with it. Pastor Gant, let me ask you something.
And this is not just her family. This is what they're doing every day. They are battling for our children. They are battling for our young men. They are literally, Black America, and when I say Black America, I'm using that as a term to describe who I'm talking to, because you're not Black, and you shouldn't even be referred to in that term. But what I'm saying to you is that you are the target. You are the one that they have to get rid of. You are the one that they are trying to do everything in their power, because your DNA is biblical DNA. You are the children of the Almighty God, and this is what they want to destroy. And they cannot destroy the children of an Almighty God, because God is right now fighting for you. Go ahead, my sister.
Ooh, Pastor Gant, tell us about it. So you guys, we gotta pay attention, and I say this to you. You need to go get the books I told you about. Meet Your Straw Man and Whatever You Want to Know, the UCC Connection, How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny. We got Pastor Gant here to help guide us. Yusef L, YUSEF-EL. Go follow him on YouTube. Go follow him on TikTok. Go follow him on Instagram. Go follow Pastor of the Way. Pastor of the Way on TikTok. Get with him on Telegram. Listen, some of y'all have to give up some money. Well, how about you just leave those weeds alone, okay? And stop going to the club for the week. I'm talking to you, us people. And I'm from Detroit. So don't act like you don't know that I know what I'm talking about. And go get this information. This information is going to help to save your life. I'm telling you, y'all got to go get, claim your children. Go get custody of your children. Trust me, go get it. Before.
It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. What happened to your, I mean, you think about us being released from slavery. You think about this nation promised you the 40 acres and a mule. Do you know how much monetary value that would be, 40 acres right now? And you know, do you know how much value that would be in terms of dollars and cents? Okay. So, look, they owe you these things. I mean, America owes you these things. And it's time for you to stand up and take what is rightfully yours. And this is what we're trying to get you to come together, to organize yourself. You've been going to church every Sunday, and you've been going to church, and you've been sitting in those pews, and you all haven't organized to move in no direction. You just happy going to church Sunday, and you're not doing anything in action. You're not moving or doing anything. And it's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to come outside of those church walls and be active in your community to take back what is yours. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And my co-host is coming live for you out of Detroit. So, look, y'all, it's time for you to take action. There's no, you know, she was saying earlier, and I was saying in my prayer when we started the show, that it's time out for us just praying. It's time for us to take action. It's time for you to come outside of your four walls and to come outside of your household and to begin to be active in your community, to gather your people together, and it's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to be the church, to be the body of Christ in our communities. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. See how much time we got left here. Okay. We only got a few minutes. So if you got any information you want the people to share, if you had books you wanted them to look into, give out that information now because we're getting ready to come.
So really quick, you guys, do me a favor. Remember that Saturday is the Sabbath day, Friday sundown, Saturday sundown. Let's repent of our sins and do what God told us to do. That's the number one thing. I want you to go follow Pastor of the Way on TikTok. Also go follow From Them Farms, the Farmish app. Follow Farm Fresh 24/7. Download the Farm Fresh 24/7 app. I'm Tic-Tac-Toe Girl, known as Black Woman, on TikTok. Follow me if you want to. I'll connect you with a hot list of people who are here to help you to get healthy. But in the meantime, stop sending your children to the schools where them people hate them. Let's remember Jennifer Backstrom and her son, Teron Evans Jr. Let's remember Daquan Bamberg and his mother, Erica Coakley, South Carolina. Let's remember these people. We got to do more. We got to do more than just pray for them. Pastor Gant, I love you, and we thank you. Can we put our hands together and pray for Pastor Gant for his continued protection? Thank the heavens for the instruction that he has given to us so that we can feel the power of the word of God, so that we can move forward, so that we can have this mighty man who is not only an army veteran, but also a man that loves God. He is taking on the mantle that God has given him to show his people the way. I pray for each of you all for long life. I pray for the Eagle Feathers and the Stephanies of the world and the other veterans I've met. Come follow me, and I'll hook you up with everybody. Peace and love, and I thank you again for having me on the radio show.
All right. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you once again live. And look, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth, peace, and blessings.